Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's switch gears right now and talk some college basketball with John Fanta. He is a college basketball broadcaster with NBC Sports. Kansas State played yesterday. We also have Missouri and Kansas coming up later today. They also play each other this weekend. So certainly a lot of college basketball news to get to. John, happy to have you join us today.
It's great to be with you guys. Carrington, thank you so much for having me. And I'll tell you what, no, you're right. No shortage of storylines here as we hit December and a huge one at Allen Fieldhouse tonight. I cannot wait to watch.
So let's just start with this. I was anticipating Darren Peterson playing today. My producer, you just talked to him. He's a KU alum, season ticket holder. He was also anticipating Darren Peterson playing. What do you make of this entire situation?
Well, what I make of it is a guy that could be in the mix to be the number one pick in the draft that I think is, yeah, there's parts of his game that remind me of Kobe Bryant. I mean, that's how highly I think of Darren. I think Darren makes Kansas a Final Four contender. But what I make of it is it's December 2nd. He does have a lingering hamstring injury. They don't want to risk anything that then would cause Darren to miss more time and more important games. I mean, this is an important game, but let's face it, if Kansas were to not win tonight, it's not doomsday or anything, UConn could win the national championship. I think they're a top three team in the country. So, look, it's obviously unfortunate for the game, but I know a lot of people have different feelings. Here's the deal, folks. He could be picked number one in the draft. You know, I think he's going to go top three. Any little nick, any little bruise right now, it's not March Madness. Right now, they're going to be precautionary and not force it on the kid. And that's what I think is happening.
John, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what you're describing sounds a whole lot like load management to me.
Well, I think it is a kid and his circle looking out for his best interest. And that is, they're not going to risk anything that would keep him out for an extended period of time. I'm not really thinking of load management. I'm just thinking that he probably has a minor injury that if his life depended on, I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't sound like this is something that is, you know, severe or multi-month thing. He could be back any game. I expect we're going to see him sooner than later. But when you're talking about the money that is in the balance for this kid in this June's draft and what he can accomplish, Kansas fans might not want to hear it, but this kid and his people, and frankly, you know, I'm sure Bill Self's a good man. Bill Self looks out for his players. He's coached countless NBA guys. Darren Peterson's an NBA guy, and Darren Peterson's thinking about what he's going to do in his circle, or thinking about what he's going to do at the next level. They're entitled to that. So it might be frustrating, but that's the priority and when it comes to health. And they're not going to risk it for a December 2nd game against Connecticut. If it means that he can come back healthier and be stronger and make sure that there's no doubt in their minds that he's going to play.
Right now, we're talking to John Fanta. He is a college sports broadcaster, college basketball for NBC Sports. This seems crazy to ask, and I don't think I've ever asked this question about a KU home game. But what chance do you give them today? Because you mentioned UConn, one of the five best teams in college basketball. KU doesn't have their best player, but had a very, very impressive showing in Las Vegas in the Players Eras tournament. It's also Allen Fieldhouse, so the smart money is to always be on the side of KU. What chance do you give them today?
I give them a good chance. I think that this is a 50-50 game, and it's at Allen Fieldhouse. So anybody who would ever say Kansas has worse than a good chance of winning is ridiculous. Kansas has a good chance to win this game. This is a toss-up game. UConn has a solid chance to win this game if Terrace Reed plays. If Terrace Reed, UConn's big man, does not play tonight, he's a game-time decision here. He's been dealing with an ankle injury, and it's sort of been up in the air for him. He's come and gone here for UConn. He played in their last game, but he's been dealing with his ankle. If Terrace Reed doesn't play, then Flory Badunga is the best big man in this game, and Kansas is going to cause problems for UConn defensively because UConn is going to – they're just not the same team defensively. And in the physicality column, if Terrace Reed's not on the floor, it's a freshman, Eric Riba, who you'd be relying upon at Allen Fieldhouse to play that five-man role. And guys, that's a lot to ask for. So Terrace Reed needs to play for Connecticut tonight. If he doesn't play, I give Kansas a strong chance to win at home. You know, if Kansas were the road team tonight, and UConn were hosting at Gamble Pavilion or Hartford, UConn, to me, is a better team than Kansas. They have more weapons. But Allen Fieldhouse, Bill Self, and Melvin Council and Trey White, the way they're going, and Badunga, give Kansas at home a good chance against Connecticut. Neutral floor with Reed playing, UConn by 8 to 12 points. No Reed. Road game for Connecticut. Kansas is coming off a terrific week in Vegas. Like, I want to give Kansas an immense amount of credit. They took two early losses. They did not allow that and Peterson. Kansas could be 4-4. They could be 5-3. They really could have taken a loss last week. For them to beat Tennessee was extremely impressive. And that could catapult Kansas' momentum. They can absolutely win tonight. If Terrace Reed doesn't play for UConn, I think Kansas will win tonight. If Reed does play for Connecticut, I think it's going to go down in the last minute. I really think it's going to be a great college basketball game. Point guard play for Kansas is paramount tonight because UConn's got terrific point guards.
Right now, we're talking to John Fanta, talking a little bit of college basketball. He covers the sport for NBC Sports. John, I want to get your opinion on Kansas State. We'll get to Missouri here coming up in a bit. They play on the road against Notre Dame today. I think we are now buying time when it comes to Jerome Tang. I like Jerome Tang a lot on a personal level, but you can't miss the tournament in back-to-back years. They started off 5-0. There's obviously a lot of optimism in Manhattan. They've now lost 3 in a row, and they got beat at home by 16 to Bowling Green. And as we are now turning the calendar to December, conference play is right around the corner, and you look at this Big 12, and it is loaded. I'm talking about Houston, Kansas, Texas Tech. I mean, this looks like another year in which K-State finishes 9th or 10th in the league, which probably isn't going to be enough to make the tournament. It just feels like in some ways we are buying time with Jerome Tang.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jerome has pressure on him, and he should, because last year didn't go well. And when you have the bankroll that Kansas State has money, and they've got people with deep pockets. And in basketball, they've given some players amounts of money that other programs have not been able to match. So, you know, when I look at Kansas State, I mean, to get pushed around on your home court by a Mid-American Conference team, that cannot happen. It cannot happen under any circumstances. And Jerome, you know, I'll give him credit for this. I mean, he took full accountability last night, so that was embarrassing. Well, they better respond on Saturday, because you're right. If you lose to Seton Hall at home on Saturday, the pressure just, it triples, because now you've had a nightmare week. You've taken four consecutive losses, and you just took a loss to Bowling Green, and then you would be taking a loss to a team that was picked to finish dead last in the Big East, a team that is improved. But if you can't get off the mat on Saturday, then what happens is your locker room starts to come into question, and then this thing could blow up. And if it blows up again, like, look, last year for Kansas State, you know, they walked into the year. I thought that this was going to be a team that, you know, we were going to be talking a lot about, and they finished below 500. I mean, that's you can't do that again. You are now in a world in college football and college basketball where if you're finishing below 500 or at 500, or you're missing multiple tournaments in a row, there's too much money being spent on these teams for you to feel good about your position. You might get one more, but if you get one more year, consider it a gift. That it's nothing against Jerome. It's just the reality of the situation. In terms of Jerome Tang, I think with Kansas State, the frustration is like the lack of defense is glaring. 86 given up to Nebraska, 86 given up to Indiana, 82 given up to Bowling Green. Even against Tulsa, they gave up 83. Even against Cal, they gave up 96 points. Their defense has been shredded. They don't play any defense. And, you know, they rely on P.J. Haggerty, who's a very talented player, but on the other end of the floor, they're not connected. They're just not a connected team right now. And that's what you run the risk of in this NIL era. You know, you can't just buy a team. You can't buy a championship. You can't. There's coaches with less money that are doing better jobs because they're really good at what they do. And Jerome, you know, Jerome had a tournament run. He had a magical run. You know, the Marquise Noel situation was fun, but it's the what have you done for me lately world. His team has not played organized. They have not played defense. And I think he's better than this, but it's getting late early. And he's got to start to turn this thing around. I like Jerome as a person. I really do. He's a friend of mine. But facts are facts. There's pressure on you to perform at Kansas State when you're the basketball coach. And he's got to get this thing flipped and flipped now, because you're right. If you're not winning games and if you're finishing 500 or below 500, it doesn't matter how nice of a person you are. You're judged on results.
John, I'll get you out of here with this last question. Missouri goes on the road today to play a coin flip game against Notre Dame. The spread basically doesn't mean anything. Notre Dame's a 1.5-point favorite in this game. Who do you like in that game?
I like Missouri. I mean, I like the way that this team is playing. And I think when you look at how they've played thus far, I mean, their ability to play through Mark Mitchell. Mark Mitchell's having a year where he could be a sleeper to be an All-American. I mean, there's not a lot of players that are averaging 17, 6, 4 assists per game, 65% from the floor. He's been tremendous for them. And you know, I thought we would see this from Coach Gates this season. To what degree, I don't know if I would have had them starting the season at 8-0. But, you know, to me, you look at what he's done, and he has done a really good job of getting a roster with a nice blend of playmaking guards, whether it be Jacob Cruz, who's in his fifth year of college basketball, his second year with the program. Retention is everything in college hoops. He was able to retain him. You get Sebastian Mack from UCLA, who's been tough. And, you know, guys, Notre Dame, the thing about Notre Dame is they're going to have a bit of a matchup problem trying to match up with Mark Mitchell. Like, Mark Mitchell, to me, is the most dynamic player on the floor in that game. Yes, Notre Dame is home, and they've got guard play, and they got tested last week in Vegas, so they come back battle-tested. But if Missouri can slow down Marcus Burton or take away everything around him defensively, you know, Burton averages over 20 a game for Notre Dame. So either you're going to let him get his and say, we're going to cut off everybody else, or if you really defend Marcus Burton, you cut off the head and the snake and you get after Notre Dame. So how Missouri defends Burton could decide the game, but Mark Mitchell could be the best player on the floor in this game. And I like Missouri to take down the Irish and make it 9-0, and really a team that could very well be in the rankings.
That is John Fancett joining us on the show today. He covers college basketball for NBC Sports. John, we'll catch up with you down the line as we get closer and closer to conference play with all three of the local teams. Really appreciate your time today.
Appreciate you guys. Such a fun night ahead in the sport. It's what makes it great. Everybody enjoy it.
Absolutely. That is John Fancett joining us on the show today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.